as one of the hitters on this team, how much did you feel that your pitcher had everybody's back by what he did to defend Puig tonight?
Yeah, it was just one of those instances in the game where, you know, something's going to happen, and obviously it happened right away, and, you know, he's not sitting around waiting around, you know, came right back and, you know, did what he did and took care of business there, but at the same time, you know, things got escalated pretty dang quickly, and, you know, I think it was a good job for us, you know, staying level-headed and, you know, going back out there and figuring out a way to win that game.
In San Diego, you guys went through this as well, but you lost the game. How important was it for you guys to win this game after what happened and in the fashion you did?
I guess you can look into it that way, but it's important just to win that game because that's who we're chasing at the top of this division, and we got to win games any way we can. You know, let a tough one go last night and came back today and you know, figured out a way to get ourselves in the ball game. Zach did a great job pitching, keeping those guys right there, and I guess that just had a little extra spark to go out there and you know, keep going. You know, didn't get discouraged when they came and scored a run right back at that next inning, and you know, we stayed after it and played our game and grinded that one out.
What were you feeling after Puig got hit and you come up in that situation, you hit that home run?
Just square up a ball. That's all, yeah, that's all I'm trying to go up there and do right now, is square up a ball. So you know, just see it and hit it, and obviously got on base. You know, there I think we let off. You know, he let off the inning, so just figuring out a way to, you know, keep things going that inning. You know, got a base runner on. You know, put ourselves in scoring position to you know, get Zach back in that game. You know, he pitched a good game, made him, I guess, one little mistake to Cubel there, and he hit that home run. So figure out a way to, you know, get us back in the game and keep it going. But you know, a two strike pitch. You know, just. Instead, just trying to square it up.
Andre, anybody who's been involved in this game has been involved in these kinds of things. But have you seen where the same team got thrown out in the head twice in one game? And that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, if the head was on purpose or not. But, you know, it's in that location. But, like I said, yeah, it's rare. And, you know, it's an unfortunate part of the game. Sometimes, you know, things can get escalated and go like that. But it's one where, you know, we got to keep going and, you know, can't let our emotions, you know, get the best of us and sway us back and forth in those situations. Obviously, everyone's mad, you know, with what's going on, but you still got to go out there and focus on winning that game. You just can't be upset and sitting there, you know, kicking the bench because, you can't get your licks in, they can't get yours, so, you know, just got to go out there and finish it.
What is it about these two teams? Last year, the Kershaw and Parra thing didn't seem like it was going to stop, and then tonight, back and forth, maybe going that extra step too far.
I don't know. It's just sometimes when you play division guys that long, you have a lot of guys on these teams who've played each other for quite a few years. So, you know, when you're out there playing and playing hard and trying to win games, you know, some little things happen. And it's one where, you know, little things like that can just, you know, set something off real quick. And it's one where, you know, like you said, it makes it even more when, you know, you're trying to, you know, knock off a team like that when they're, you know, playing well and on top of the division.
How about the way you guys won, though? Can that do anything to this clubhouse at all?
Yeah, I can, but I think we just got to win games. We can't sit here and say, you know, let's use this. Let's just go out there, win games, and play hard and figure out a way to, you know, when little adversities, whether it be stuff like that or you know, even the injuries pop up, just figure out a way to go out there and compete and keep going.